But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Okay. Hello, guys. We are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. And I have someone in the studio who's very exciting. You may have seen him on The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, Ex on the Beach, famously single, Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Also, the Mexican
Exposed. Yeah. Everything. He's been around the block. You may know him. This is Bad Chad in the house. It is TV's favorite villain. Say hello.
Hey. More like mild Chad now.
Mild Chad. Tonight, I feel like I'm pretty shocked. I feel like you're very mellow and chill, and I don't know. Maybe you're not so bad after all.
Everybody, yeah. It is weird because I got to deal with that all the time. People think I'm...
Yeah, so
well,
bad.
It's like it's only the people that have only watched that show.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
They're like, he's a dick. And I'm like, have you not seen the four other shows?
Yeah.
Like...
I feel like
multiple countries.
I feel like we're gonna see a good side of you tonight. Maybe. Yeah, maybe, or maybe not. So before we start, I have to tell you guys a little something. So you know how Beyonce requests in her green room, she'll request to have exactly 78 degrees, heavily seasoned chicken legs with cayenne pepper and rose-scented candles, and a new toilet seat for every toilet she sits on. Well, Bad Chad over here requests chicken sandwiches and babes. So I had to get him both of those things before he came into the studio. So thank you, Tender Greens, for sponsoring Chad's want for chicken sandwiches. So you can tap into those whenever you want.
I just ate Chipotle. So.
Chad.
Honestly, I forgot I made the request.
And we have a babe in the back, which we'll definitely we'll show her in a little bit. Exactly. You can say, hey, babe, first. Keep the mystery going. Oh.
The audience. Hope the audience is on my side. It's the worst.
So why chicken sandwiches? Just you have a love for it?
I pretty much only eat chicken and rice or chicken and sandwiches.
Yeah, you got to keep those gains up, right?
I try to.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, so every episode I do this thing called Wrinkle Wisdom. So I'm gonna need you to age.
Wisdom?
Yes, I'm gonna need you to age like 40 years. Okay, so you can definitely embody the voice after this weekend. I need you to age 40 years, and then you can feel free to change your voice. I need your old man voice out, and I need you to give yourself dating advice as if you were 40 years older.
Stop doing everything.
No, what kind of voice was that? You better give me a... That's how your voice is going to be?
Stop dating.
There we go. Come on. We get goofy here on The Hookup.
What would I tell myself?
Yeah, come on.
40-year-old me would probably tell me just stop trying at this point. I think... The thing is, I put all... Like, I actually am seriously down with, like, wanting a relationship, but all the girls that
For
I end
reals?
Up dating right now... Yeah, and all the girls I end up dating right now... Uh-huh. They're not wanting that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, at this point, I'm known as the bad guy, so girls are like, it's like hopping to hotels and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then, you know? So it's like, it's
Chad.
Fun. It's great, but it's like, I kind of want to keep one of you, like, for a while.
Oh, that was sweet. I feel like none of my games that I'm about to play with you are going to work.
Well, I can just put myself in a hookup mindset.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's really sweet. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah. Change man.
It's change man. Well, now we're going to play a game called Pick the Bad Boy's Brain.
I just put myself, all right, I'm going out on a weekend and I'm not looking for a relationship.
Okay, yeah, do that. Okay. Do that mentality and then maybe we'll, like, start tapping into other
just
sides
Chad.
Of you. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll just, like, experience all the different sides of
the Chad. Chad pulls chicks. He doesn't date.
Oh, exactly. There we go. That's the Chad we're talking to right now. Okay, so we're playing Pick That Bad Boy's Brain. So all of us want to know what on earth goes through the F-boy's brain half the time. Like, can they be sweet? Which I guess they can. Or are they always so effy? Sorry, I don't cuss.
Can we be
so
effy? fucky? Is that what that means? Can I say that?
I don't cuss. I don't cuss. Okay. Because my mom and my grandma sat me down when I was like 5 and they were like, Heather, never cuss. That's the one thing that we ask of you. So I just never cuss and never ride a motorcycle. That's two things I just can't do. Well, my mom and grandma would...
You live vicariously.
Don't approve. Yeah, I'll live vicariously through you. I want you to answer me some questions. I want to pick your brain a little bit. I want to see, how, since you're kind of known to be an F-boy. I want to know, I want to know your story. So I'm going to ask you some questions and we'll see what you have to say.
Okay.
What is the sweetest thing that you've done for a girl? The sweetest thing that
you're starting off difficult.
I know. Is it difficult?
I don't do a lot of sweet things.
Oh, there we go. That's a good answer.
Very, like, okay,
that's so, what I was looking for.
So I'll tell you one thing I do. I don't ever compliment girls. I don't ever.
How come?
Because I'm kind of shitty and I'm a little probably, what's it called when you're just like in your own head? I'm a little narcissistic.
Okay.
But so if I compliment you, that means I really like you.
Oh.
So if I really like a girl,
Hey, girl in the studio who we matched with on a dating app, did he compliment you to start it out?
Wait, who?
You matched with her.
I matched with you?
Plot twist.
Did I hit you up?
Did he compliment you? Did he start with... Now I got him all nervous.
Yeah.
He didn't know that was going to happen tonight.
I don't know. It's a different world on the dating app. Different world. But yeah, I'd say in terms of like, do I do anything
sweet? What's the sweetest thing? Come on.
One time I bought a girl roses in high school.
Oh, that one time.
I waited to give them to her and she ended up never coming to get them, and I waited in my car for like 2 hours to give them to her.
So did you keep them, or what happened with them?
So that's pretty much, I bought like a girl roses or flowers like one time since then. Every time I've ever tried to do anything sweet, it always gets thrown right back in my face. No good deed goes unpunished, so.
What did you do with the flowers that you were going to give? Did you keep them? Decorate your apartment with them?
I think I've always been a little dramatic, so I think I walked over to the trash
can. He was made for reality.
Yeah, I think I like threw him in the trash can.
Oh, they would have loved that shot. That shot would have been in the trailers for weeks.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so what is the craziest thing a girl has done to get your attention? I'm sure you've had some crazy things.
Let me think. The craziest thing a girl's done to get my attention? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, just like
sitting. Have you ever had a sign boobs or anything like that?
No, never.
What?
Done anything. I mean, I don't think so. I don't. I mean, whenever you're doing those appearances, most of the time it's pretty wild. It's almost like a mind fuck because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you do these appearances after the shows, it's literally just like, which one do you want?
Have you ever had any crazy fan stories?
I mean, I feel like I had a girl like grab my wiener or punch me or something one time. I've had all types of weird stuff happen.
Okay.
Some girl did something real weird one time and we had to kick her out of the club. It was an appearance.
Oh, okay. Like what? What was the weird one?
It was in Minnesota. It was actually the one, so I did an appearance in Minnesota where Becca.
Okay.
B. Koof or whatever. Yeah. Becca Kufrin. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So she was there. She actually tried to hit on me that night too. But it was that night. Some girl did something weird. We had to get her thrown out of the club.
Oh.
And then, I don't know where I'm going with that story.
All right. Good story.
Anyway.
Girls do crazy stuff for him.
Yeah, but for the most part, I mean, girls don't really do anything that.
Would you like them to?
That's not necessary.
How does a girl get your attention? What's the best way?
Look good.
Look good? All right.
Be normal. Don't immediately ask me something about the show. Because then I assume, like, okay, well, if there's another dude from the show here, you'd be right on top of this guy, too.
Okay. So. You want to feel special.
Right.
Okay.
So you go through your follow list and you see if they're following anybody else from the show that looks like you. And you're like, okay, I was just like one of like 5 that you were shooting for.
Is that one of the things that guys do? They look at follow people?
I do. I'll look at them. So if like you're following Chase and Corey and Robbie, and I slide in, we're talking. Or you slide in. If I slide in, it doesn't really matter who you're following. But if you slide in and you're following other people from TV, then it's like,
It's like, what are your intentions?
You're just throwing shit against the wall, seeing the sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I'd be opposed.
True. What would you say your turn-ons and turn-offs are? So I guess turn-offs would be when they're following a bunch of other reality people.
So, I mean, just like I said, trying to probably talk to me just because I'm on a show or something.
Yeah.
Turn-offs to me are, I don't like girls that like go out a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I drink a little, maybe once every month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Probably too much when I do. I'm still working on that. But, like,
yeah.
I don't like, if you're going out in the morning and you're getting mimosas with your friends, and then you want to go to another place and get drinks there, and then you go into a nightclub, like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
maybe you should go for someone a little old.
I think I'm going for the wrong people.
I think you are.
All the girls I end up going for end up being, like, the party girls, and I'm just like, damn, that's not...
Yeah.
I guess they look like party girls. Yeah. But I didn't... I thought maybe...
But you wanted, like, the home... Good. The one... The... Yeah, yeah. I see,
right. Like, you maybe grab some drinks at night or something. Yeah. Go for dinner. Like, I've been trying to take a girl on a date...
Yeah.
Where we, like... Go to a patio and sit there and have like a glass of wine for like a year, and I can't get a girl to do that.
What?
It's like they don't want to go to a bar and get wrecked, or they want to go to a nightclub where you can't hear each other. Or they want to go in like big groups and like take Instagram videos, and it's like, dude, I just want to go to dinner and have a glass of wine. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You would think that I feel like our issue as girls here are that we can't even get a guy to bring us to dinner. So you're like, please.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's what they...
Maybe you're matching with the wrong people.
I mean, that must be it. That must be it. I'm not opposed to doing that sometimes. Sometimes that's what you want out of the night. You're like, we'll just go to a bar and get wrecked. Let's do this. But...
So the next question was, what was your go-to date spot? So that would be it?
Date spots? Oh, man. Okay, so I had to change my whole dating thing this year.
Okay.
But last year, I was spending probably $3,000-$4,000 a month on dates. If you go out in L.A. and you get some dinner...
Was this with one girl or with multiple girls?
Few of them.
In the rotation.
Keep it on rotate. So, like, I mean, if you go out and you get, like, let's say you get 4 glasses of wine each.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe that's a lot. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
4 glasses of wine each, and you have, like, a steak dinner. By the time, anywhere in L.A., you're going to be at $180, $250. Yeah. And that's before. Now, if you go to another place and sit down somewhere. So, you know, spending $300, $400, you know.
Per date.
Yeah, per
date. And then multiply that by a couple times a week times.
So six, seven hundred a week mm-hmm. on dates, and then girls out here expect that shit, you know, because they're hopping from rich guy to rich guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta like keep up with that. So nowadays I'm like, look, you get a burger, you get nothing.
Yeah. It's good. I like that. You've done your time of doing that.
I'm not gonna,
and now you're just looking for the burger kind of girl.
Those girls aren't the ones you want anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the very next night after you take them out on that dinner, you will see them. Now they're tagged with some Armenian dude in his Range Rover G-Wagon, and you're like, who the fuck? What? Like, just spent $400 on you. I thought the date went well. Like, now who's this guy taking you to Coachella or whatever? You know what I mean? Flying you somewhere, or they show up all of a sudden in Arizona. You know, they show up in some villa, and you're like,
how did you?
You're fucking 22, and you like work at a bar. Like, how did you afford to? Just,
you know,
like,
I didn't realize how many people in LA have sugar daddies. I'm just understanding that whole thing now.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot of girls. It's pretty crazy.
It's literally like, if to find one that isn't doing that is like,
Even, like, I can't even get my nails, like, I mean, I don't even know how they're doing, so obviously there's some other way of funding, and that's where I was just like,
they're
dang.
They're always doing shit.
How are they doing? Yeah.
How are you flying everywhere?
That's how, sugar daddies, y'all.
Right. I remember I was looking at Dan Bilzerian's Instagram one time,
and
I saw like 5 of my girls at his house, and I was like, damn it, I gotta scratch all these girls off. Been working on them for months. But it's like, you know, if they're there, you know what they want, and it's like, I'm not about to try to compete with that. Like, billions or whatever, you know. Like,
I just found him on Instagram for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just discovered him. He does some like weed brand, I guess.
Yeah, he started his own weed brand. I was talking
and
to
just like girls and weed, and that's his thing, right?
Yes.
He was, like, I looked at his videos, and it was like him eating, and then it was like booties all in the back.
That's pretty much what he does.
Yeah.
It's just always it's like 100 girls. It's like, God, you spend an enormous amount of money upkeeping. Like, are you even hooking up with all of them?
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, is he getting any action from them, or is he paying
probably,
them, or are they just attracted to his life?
At him. I mean,
do you think they're throwing it, or he's also throwing?
I'm sure he's throwing it, but I'm sure they're throwing it because, I mean, that's an investment for them. You know what I mean? Hey, if I throw it and it sticks, like now
I have a friend.
I'm rich all of a sudden.
I have a friend. Oop, one sec. I have a friend who just downloaded. There's some dating app that's like $350 a year,
right?
And she paid for it. And she's like, "It's an investment, Heather. I'll meet a rich guy." And I'm like, "What? This is people now?"
That's how they are. People are shitty.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It's kind of a lose-lose-win-win because like the guys are shittier now because we have access to
a lot of options,
so many, and then the girls are shitty because they're just going through looking for the richest, most famous they can get. So
we're all just a messed up society.
It's LA.
That's true. That's very true. What do girls' parents usually say about you? I want to know.
I've had back and forth. So
okay, tell me. Tell me what happens. Like,
my parents hate you. They think you're the worst person ever.
How do they tell you that?
One of them just straight up. She was like I was talking to this girl down in Newport Beach, and I went down there, and we were gonna hang out.
Okay.
We sat by the water, you know, it was very nice, everything was going well, and then she had some event to go to later with her family, and she was like, yeah, my dad says you can't come because they fucking hate you. And I was like, all right, like, damn, okay.
So then what did you do? Were you just like...
I left. The ego recovery day.
Yeah.
Ego recovery. You don't even want to go on the
circle through the next.
Just so you can forget about
I'm confused. So were you at the stage of meeting her parents, but you were also cycling through? Oh, it was just like a random...
Yeah, it was the first time we'd ever hung out, so it was...
Oh, wow.
Weird to even throw out. Like, why'd you offer it? Okay. Like, hey, we can go to this thing with my family.
I was like, dang, you had a girl that quick after already, like, about to, like, meet her parents, and then you're like, nope, okay, move on to the next. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so she threw it out there and then took it right back. I was like, okay.
All right, do you have any other parent stories? What about the ones who like you? I want to hear about that too. They were like, what were their qualities?
A lot of people say, yeah, my mom's, you're her favorite or whatever. Aww. You know? I mean, that happens sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes. Have you met a lot of girls' parents?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't really ever get that far.
You're making me sad tonight.
What?
Because, I don't know, I feel like people have this idea of you, and I feel like you're just... I don't know. You're not what I thought. That's good. That's a good thing. That's good. Maybe on this show, people are going to like fall in love with you over this, and then maybe you'll find your wife through my show.
Maybe. Could be it.
Maybe. Do you honor bro code?
Do I honor bro code?
Yeah, you know bro code. Like,
only
like
if you're my bro.
Only if you... Do you have a lot of bros?
I don't have many bros, so...
All right. Good to know.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Only if, like, I really don't care. But I just always try to do what's right.
Okay.
So if I see you do something like screwed up or cheat on your girl or something like that, I'm probably going to tell.
Yeah. get into the business a little bit.
Yeah.
Make a little beef happen.
Maybe, like I'll create a fake account and let you know or something. You know what I mean? It takes 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. So why do you think that you're not in a relationship now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to even... I mean, I guess at this point, like I've said, I'm not supposed to say, like, oh, you have to watch X on the Beach.
Okay.
But I've done so many of those things now.
This won't come out till March 19th.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Okay, the show's...
Or after, that's when the season starts. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a combination of me looking for the wrong girls, mm-hmm. me focusing a lot on my work.
Yeah.
And, like, my companies and podcasts and all that stuff. And then in combination with, like, I keep dating these girls who are just obvious, like... money, clout, fame chasers, you know.
We don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I try to stick to the girls on Instagram under like 5,000 followers. Those are the ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're hot enough to have gotten, you know, that amount of followers, but they're not so into it that their life is about that. You know what I mean?
That's a good vetting system. I like it.
Once they start hitting like 50,000 followers, they're into it a little too much.
Yeah.
Now they care what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I've never heard a guy say that.
And if they end up hating me, they don't have a voice. No one cares what you have to say.
Like, this is amazing.
If they didn't go well, nobody cares.
Okay. Why have girls broken up with you recently?
Girls broken up with me recently. Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Who have I dated? Anything I do is considered dating.
Do you want me to move on to the next question?
Let me think. I don't know.
Was it just not the right girls and it just didn't work out?
Not the right girls, and a lot of them just... I'll say my life is really weird.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't have a consistent like get up, throw on a suit, go somewhere, do something. It's like,
it's hard to commit.
Right.
Because you never know if you're going to have to leave to paradise or something.
Right. And so a lot of my life is literally...
Or like date like 50 girls in a second.
Exactly. but it's just like I never know what I'm doing. And probably from the outside looking in, a lot of times I think whenever I do bring somebody in to see like how my actual day-to-day looks, they're probably like, what the fuck does this guy do?
Yeah.
Because like half the time I'm doing something online or, you know, I'm pushing some products.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing podcast interviews, flying. But it's like, it's a long term. Like it takes, you know what I mean? A while to like eventually to where you're doing stuff every single day.
I know. Yeah. So. And it's spotty. Like that's just this kind of business is like sometimes you're like super busy and then sometimes it's just
Sometimes I'll have I won't have 5 minutes a day to myself, but then sometimes it's like it's weird when you get a girl that stays over and then she's like, what are you doing today? And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you do.
Want to go to a steakhouse?
Like, yeah, today, I guess. Today's not a just going to sit around day.
Yep. I feel you. What are you hoping to find in a wife? What kind
hoping
of girl are you looking for?
Hoping to find a wife. Mm-hmm. I just really want somebody that's, like, loyal and good-hearted and, like, wants to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And isn't too dramatic or, like...
Yeah.
I just want somebody that wants to enjoy every day.
Yeah.
And be happy. Like, like, look at the positives. You know, I feel like I date a lot of girls.
This is an answer that I was never expecting from you.
Really?
I just want a girl who's positive and happy.
Seriously. It's so...
I want a girl who's a little crazy and bad.
Not anymore. I've had enough of those. I've had...
He's scarred.
Craziness used to be interesting to me. Now it's just exhausting.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, you find so many little things and then, like, oh, something goes wrong and then you want to, like, fight about that for, like...
Yeah.
A week or, like, you let that ruin your whole day and I'm just like... That's like, you know, we're alive.
There's time for that, yeah.
Yeah. We're here, we gotta fucking keep breathing, so we might as well try and make it, like, good.
Have you ever been in love? And what does love feel like to you?
I don't know at this point. I have.
I don't know.
Every time I ever fall in love, I've got my heart broken. Every single time ever. So I try not to now. Like,
okay.
I try not to, and I'm also trying to put myself out there, but it's like, it's very consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time I actually... like, do fall in love with a girl, it always ends up...
What does love feel like for you?
What does it feel like? Just, you know when you look at somebody and, like, everything's going to be okay?
Yeah.
You know, like, as long as I got them, life will be good.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. That chat.
I want someone to hold me.
I feel like you're one of my sweetest guests already, and I don't... This isn't how the episode's...
Really? It's supposed to be just me being, like, a total fuckboy. Like, yeah, I like boobs.
Yeah, boobs. I go with big.
I just want to catch feels.
Oh.
Why can't somebody hug me and tell me everything's going to be okay? I want to be the small spoon sometimes.
Where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now?
5 to 10 years. Hopefully, I want, like, either a house in Miami or in L.A. A yard for my dog to play in, and that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Don't
nice wanna, house.
You don't care if there's a girl?
Hopefully there's a girl
hopefully,
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Little Chad's.
The one thing I do want to do before I have kids is I want to have a relationship where we've gone and done everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I want to travel with you, take you everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Live our life and, like, then maybe a couple years after, like, hey, we've done all that other stuff.
Maybe let's
try
that babies.
Kid thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, let's bring something in here to fuck it all up. You know? Like, it doesn't make sense to me how people have kids so soon. It's like, hey, you know how we have this great thing going where we can do whatever we want? We're dating.
Yeah.
Let's bring a kid in here and just fuck this whole thing up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't... I'm kind of scared of kids right now. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't imagine. I just have to be super, super in love with my husband because that's the only way I'll be able to get through that.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, it's got to be like a
way.
Team.
Like, single moms, I don't know how they do it. That amazes me. So, go single moms. We're going to move on to the next thing.
Okay.
And, you know, I feel like you're really nice. So, I don't know how this next one's going to work. I think we might...
Was this the...
You'll see. Our next game is sure to meet us with answers if bad boys are really that bad or not. But that's going to happen right after this week's episode. It's just me now again. So yes, that was an exciting first episode with Bad Chad. We're going to break this thing up because we're getting real long and I know your attention spans are not that long. So come back next week and we'll do part two where we hear Chad play my meat friendly game. Ooh, okay. See you next week. I love you all. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.